Some excellent chair dancing take place here from my end. You're standing and doing some shoulder dancing.
Thank you. That's all I need.
If you give me a crowded dance floor and confidence, I'm fine.
How do we give you confidence?
If you expose me and I start doubting myself, I'm a mediocre to lousy dancer. I'm fairly confident in most of life. I just doubt myself. And, you know, Shakira says about her hips, my hips don't lie. My hips need to let go.
Loosen up a little bit?
I need to loosen the hips up a little bit.
You just need to stretch before you get out on the dance floor.
What if I'm out there?
Hip flexor,
Can I bring the Pilates performer out there?
Yeah. A nice foam roller maybe help you out?
That would be good. Here is Dean Phillips on how he feels about Kamala Harris and the campaign so far.
I do believe she's a person of principle and competency and will make good decisions based on the best interests of the country. But I'm not going to lie and tell you that I think that she's run a good campaign. I think the people surrounding her have done a very poor job of introducing her platform, her principles, what she would do differently than President Biden, and so many of the basic elements of campaigning that generate interest and invitation.
I agree 100%. Do you?
It's so hard. Because it's been so much of a, hey, at least I'm not Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And that's the media coverage. And, you know, it's been the campaign, too, for a lot of it.
Yep.
And have I paid as close attention as Dean? Probably not. Mm-hmm. But do I know where she, you know, obviously we know generally where she stands on every single issue.
Right.
We know generally where Donald Trump stands on every single issue. So, yeah, probably. I don't know if I am quite as harsh as he is, but. Yeah, could it be better? And
I mean, my point is more, you have to talk some Trump. You just do. He's not like this isn't Obama against McCain. This isn't Obama against Romney. This is Trump, who is just beloved by many, detested by others, and it's hard to not separate. I just think she's lost out, in particular for me, defining herself. And if you're going to be Joy and you're going to be different than Joe Biden and you have no answer still 8 days out, she still cannot answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
That's staggering.
Yeah, it's true. And I mean, as you said, the difference, I think, between in this election versus, you know, what you said, you know, McCain, Obama, Bush, John Kerry, whatever. It's that the Democrats are running one of the main pillars, perhaps the main pillar of their platform is Donald Trump is a danger to America. It's that the other side, your other option, could destroy the country.
Let's get to call first, and then we'll get to plenty of text. We can have more calls to 651-461-9226. We're planning on getting other topics early, but Dean Phillips making news again, including saying it's more likely than not Donald Trump would win if the election was today. And I've been saying that the last few weeks. I'm like 60% confident of that. And I guess some things can change. I don't know what could change for Trump. Honestly, he could. The most accurate political statement in the history of the world is I could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue. My supporters would still support me. That's right, isn't it?
He hasn't proven it yet,
yeah.
Thankfully, but
and
seems likely.
Yeah. Dennis, go ahead. You're on WCCO.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call. And you're supposed to dance like nobody's watching. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. I doubt myself too often. I've been reminded about that by someone very important to me, and I need to do that.
Sure, okay. And anyway, I think Kamala would run the country just the way she did the border. You know, she just didn't show up. And I just don't trust her.
You realize she wasn't the only person in charge and that Biden deserves more of the criticism than Harris, right?
Yeah, but he put her in charge.
No,
she was the border czar.
No, she was not. She was not the border czar.
Nope.
She was involved, for sure. She did not appear. The administration ran the border incompetently. Let me emphasize that,
okay.
Incompetently. But she was never the border czar. Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate the phone call. Let's get to a lot of text here. Let's see. Let me get to one. I want to get to. Why in the world would you let Dean Phillips come on and criticize the Harris-Walz campaign and talk so negative about it? You should be doing all you can to talk positive about getting her elected. Chad sounds like a crossover Trump supporter. No, this show gives tons of opinions. And I'll say it again. I said it in the middle of the interview with Dean. I won't spend a split tenth of a second considering voting for Donald Trump. But that doesn't mean I have to then carry the water for the other side. I have voted not MAGA. Okay, let me be clear. But I voted for Republicans before. I don't find the Republicans abhorrent. If Mitt Romney was on the ballot right now, I'm just telling you, case closed, I would be voting for Mitt Romney. Donald Trump is an opportunist. But Kamala Harris and where she stood before when she ran in 1920, that's just too far left for me. For my personal politics, and when she has to articulate and defend and explain her all of a sudden change on her positions to move more centrist, she does a poor job of it. Again, I would rather have Harris every single time over Donald Trump. Let me be crystal clear. Every single time. But I am so sick of the options that we have, including Harris. Harris, fair or not, she was a part of the administration, should not have been the candidate. Democrats should have separated from the Biden administration and put up a Josh Shapiro or someone else, in my opinion. Let's pause, get to plenty of texts. 651-461-9226. All right, let's run through a bunch of texts here. Keep it up if you want Donald Trump to win. Oh, yeah, that's me. Big Donald Trump supporter. No chance do I want him to win. What current Democratic policies do you find good for American citizens? Numerous. Numerous. Center-left candidates like Dean Phillips or center-right candidates like Mitt Romney. Sign me up. Middle of the country. I am slightly socially left. I am slightly right on the fiscal side. By the way, I think that's 40, 50, 60% of the country. And most of the time, we are not presented with those candidates. And we should be. Chad, you're whistling past the graveyard. Last night's MSG rallies. All you need to know about these two candidates to make an informed choice. And I'm tired of you and every other commentator saying we shouldn't compare him to Hitler. His own running mate even compared him to Hitler. Yeah, J.D. Vance did say that and had to walk it back. By the way, I don't need last night's rally to tell me. I learned nothing new about Donald Trump. I consume it constantly. Constantly. A comedian who works edgy and offensive. You shouldn't be surprised if you heard of the guy. By the way, the Trump campaign tried to distance themselves from him instantly. Okay? That's one area where they rarely do that. Like, Trump is capable, and let's not forget how Trump was when Puerto Rico. Not just the paper towel tossing, but how he was mocking Puerto Rico. I'm more worried about what Trump is saying versus a comedian who, if you've paid attention, works edgy. Because, by the way, there's tons of comedians who work edgy who support Kamala Harris, right? But if that was the first time your eyes were open about Donald Trump, then your head is in the sand. And again, do I think he did that rally shades of Hitler Nazis 1939? Hell no, I don't. I think he did it because he wants to be the bleep in New York City again. Do I believe John Kelly 1,000%? Yeah, I do. I believe Jim Mattis 1,000%. I believe John Bolton on what he said about Trump. I probably disagree with John Bolton on 97% of issues. Donald Trump isn't intellectually equipped for the office. He's a narcissist and wakes up every day, every single bleeping day, and thinks one thing. How will this day benefit me? Being better than Donald Trump is not difficult. The bar for me shouldn't be, are you better than Donald Trump? Because for me, almost every politician on the planet is better than Donald Trump. So in my view, should be allowed to criticize the Democrats and not just say, well, they're not Trump. And I get people take the other side. I am still debating whether I'm voting for Harris as opposed to I'm looking at a third party or writing someone in. But what Phillips said is partially, if you listen to the show, what I've been saying for a long time. I just think the campaign hasn't been well run, and I think she was the wrong person to run because she has not been able to separate herself from Biden in any way. Has she separated herself from Biden?
No. No, she did said herself. She wouldn't do anything different. And Dean saying that, you know, obviously it's a very tight election, that he thinks Trump is ahead by a sliver and that it should be 10 to 15 points the other way. That's damning.
Yeah. Yeah. He was not shy in his criticism. I hope that carries the weight it should across the country. Thanks, Reverend Dean Phillips, on your charming text. He makes total sense regardless of what party you belong to. Harris prosecuted many bad border crossings in California. She did, right, as an attorney general. But this administration was incredibly derelict in that responsibility. Chad, not only could Trump shoot someone on Fifth Avenue, his supporters would probably like him more at that point. Maybe a few would, but let's hope many would not. Donald Trump is a danger to America. He's a hate monger. The sane Washington WCCO does was in New 3 is incredibly heavy lifting. There's no coordination, ladies and gentlemen. There's none. Brad Lane doesn't tell me what to say. Jeff Gonsolos doesn't tell me what to say. Adam and Jordana, they can say whatever they want. This is my opinion, your opinion, and you're allowed to disagree with it. But this idea that's one CCO coordinated response is silliness. Chad, I agree with Dean what he says. Please do not vote for a third party candidate this time around. I agree with you that we should vote third party of our country. If we want things to change when it comes to the domination of parties, but let's vote third party during a year. We don't have such a threat to our country. I believe Trump is. That's my holdup. That is my holdup, whether I'm going to vote for Harris or somebody, because he will not have any checks and balances. And he's not going to go as far as he said this time, but he's going to go further than he did last time. I think that's very, very clear. Once again, I'm convinced Dean Phillips should try indeed to run for president next time around. I find him have a credible sense for a great statesman. I respect him and admire him immensely. By the way, FYI, I'm basically Republican. Among the many texts we receive, overrated next hour. It's time for the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to replace your old windows with Infinity from Marvin and get free installation labor.